Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened to your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
Israel, he took me out of darkness and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right. cause it didn't have to do it, but it did. He's been faithful, yeah.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. And welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister. I'm going to be your host today, as well as your servant and friend, Sister Georgia. Today, we're going to bring forth the Father's Word. I had a different lesson planned for today. The Father moved it out the way. We're going to be dealing with the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Now, I had to do this show because this show is going to give many who are being deceived today by devils. Now, I don't know what they think a devil is in the scripture, but we're going to go according to the Father's word, give the understanding, give the precepts, go a little bit into the quote-unquote antichrist, the quote-unquote son of perdition, man of sin. This is all, actually, if you're really studying to show yourself approved, you're going to see where we're speaking of the same entity over and over and over again. So today we're going to find out if people know who the devil is, what are the signs that you may have listened to or be under a devil teaching you? And does the Father, the Son, and the set-apart Spirit warn us of this entity, the devil? Oh, yeah, it does. It does. So we're going to bring forth that information today. We're going to go into this information to break down more strongholds. It will help us when we get ready to do the next lesson, speaking of visions. That lesson is going to incorporate us into an example that on the last set of notes, I put out information for the family. I don't know if I did it or not, because this is something else. Okay, well, I'm going to be putting a show that was on the big screens past time, but it's going to go into what some are doing even today, dealing with cults, okay? And they say they have visions, so we're going to be looking at vain visions, but we're going to link up stuff in that movie that people are doing today, and it's like our people, they're so blinded. They have learned to hearken to flesh, a man, right? Flesh, instead of our Father. And that's a sad thing. It's a very serious thing because there's no good news that can come to those who do not hearken to our Father through the Spirit. There's no good news for you. You could be a Hebrew Israelite. You can be of the seed of Abraham. But if you don't have the Spirit and that mediator is not Yahushua that's covering you, well, then you have no connection to the Father, and where is your salvation if you can't even go to Yahushua? It's a sad thing, but many people have been deceived by the devil or the devils or the Antichrist. Let's put that S in there. Make sure everybody knows it's more than one. Don't believe people who tell you one. No. We're going to read what the Word says. We're going to take it to the Word, okay? The Word of our Father, Yahuwah, which is Yahushua. So I'm glad that you guys are joining me today because this is a lesson that, you know, I want to put it on the top of importance list. And mainly I'm praying. As Yahushua went out there, he spoke to those who, it said that were sick, afflicted, you know, trouble at the heart, at the spirit. Those are the ones really this lesson truly should hit. But it's a good thing that we're first going to go out to our family, the Hebrews, and then we're going to go to the lost sheep. So this movie, this message, rather, will be right on time for both, and I pray that you get something out of it, because I'm going to be precepting like there's no tomorrow. And you're going to get it if you're operating out the Spirit. So I pray that our family, as well as those sojourners who come to get the truth, start operating out the Spirit. Come as a child, okay? Come as someone new. Come as a child. It says the woman should keep silent in the assembly. All that's talking about is listen to Yahushua, learn from Yahushua. When you get learned or you become an elder, you're learned in the Word, then start speaking. If you don't know it's in the Scripture, now don't open your mouth, basically. And always be led by the Father so you don't make any mistakes. So we're going to go with the Spirit operating today, and we're going to get to the Father's truth. Now, like I said, today's lesson is titled, The Devil is a Liar. And I pray everyone can hear me because I do have my fan on, family. It's about 90-something degrees out here. It's hot, and I'm sweating. So if you cannot hear me, push number one button, and I'll turn my fan off, or note me in the chat room, and I'll look and see if, you know, I'm being heard clearly, because I want to make sure that everyone can hear the words that are coming out my mouth. Okay, so either way, and I will adjust my volume of my fan if that's becoming a problem for anyone. All right. Now, you know, family, if you look at the description, oh, no, we got to go into prayer. I almost forgot about that. Woo, let's get back. Let's get back on track, family. Ask everyone to raise their hands with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you for all that you're doing for us, Father, for waking us up further and further as the set of our spirit is being edified by reading your word. Father, we thank you for Yahushua, who is the mediator between you and your people. We thank you for our brethren that are in the spirit, although wrapped in flesh. But they hear your truth, your word. They don't stiffen their necks, Father. They don't harden their hearts. They read, they study to show themselves approved. And Father, we thank you for those. We thank you for all of Israel that will be saved. But we know that all Israel is not of Israel. And we know that not everyone will be meant to hear and understand your word. So we pray for those and we give thanks for those who is meant to hear the truth. Father, we thank you and we praise you for edifying us through the word as we go through tribulation. We pray for all those who are lost and who may be going through trials and tribulation on a daily basis, Father, that they know that you will never leave them or forsake them, and greater is you that is in them than anything that is in this world. We thank you for your preserved word, Father. Father, we ask for a blessing over myself, my mouth, everything that I'm getting ready to read. And we ask that the set apart spirit flow. Those who hear your word, Father, we say hallelujah, and we give all honor and glory to you in Yahushua's set-apart name. We thank you, Father. All right, family, hope you're all ready. Hope you're ready. I'm going to take you guys first to John 8:44. Now, for those of you who are family members, you will notice on the front page in the notes, I titled, The Devil is a Liar. This was a video that a Hebrew woman made. I'm not sure if she knows she's a Hebrew or not, but she was right on the mark. See, sometimes we like to talk about those in Christianity. The biggest deception really isn't Christianity. There's a bigger deception than that that's fooling and deceiving the Father's children. This sister came out and told the truth, and she went to John 8:44 and precepted very well, given the characteristics of what the devil is. And she didn't go too deep into it, but she made a good start. I mean, after all, she understands that the only two assemblies, which were Smyrna and Philadelphia in Revelations, that John revealed through the revelations of Yeshua that was acceptable, taught the children of the devil, the serpent seed, the synagogue of Satan. So, you know, I put that video up there so that everyone could really view it. It was excellent, excellent video. We're going to go into John 8:44 before we begin. When we get to verse 44, it reads, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Now, we can read through that quick and say, okay, we get it. No, 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 because if we had gotten it, this would have been in our basic concept of Christianity, telling the truth. And if we got it, nobody would have a problem with the beginning of Genesis, which speaks of this. Everybody would understand the parable of the wheat and tare. Everybody could read through Scripture and say, okay, that's a tare. Everyone would know what makes a person a child of the devil. If everyone was telling the truth, if everyone was operating out the Spirit, this would be common sense to everyone, but it's not. So when you go to John 8:44, it tells you, when Yahushua was speaking to the scribes and the Pharisees and those who did not believe upon the truth, the word, which he was, it says, "Ye are of your father the devil." This is Yahushua saying, "Ye of your father the devil." Yahushua talked about his father, but that ain't your father. If you are in the flesh, if you didn't understand the words that was coming out of Yahushua's mouth when he was speaking, if you were against Yahushua and his people, if you were not in the spirit, he says, Yahushua says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning." Bringing it back to Cain's genealogy, we're going to go there, don't worry. "And abode not in the truth." He abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. The children of the devil, they have no truth in them. Check it out. It says, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. I can give you much example on that. When these devils speak and they want to throw stuff out on the Most High's children, they speaking about what they do, but they'll call you that. When he speaketh the lie, he speaketh of his own. He speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. We're talking about spirits, family spirits, because that's all the scriptures are talking about. Those who were sent from above and those who have fallen. People call them fallen angels. Yeah, they fallen angels, right, because we angels too, but we ain't fallen. We were descended. You know, nobody who will ascend can't ascend unless they first descended. But something fell. And some things on this earth fallen with the fallen ones, following them, leading them astray, off the straight path into that narrow, onto that broad path. Family, this is all the same thing. We can keep talking about it again and again and again because it's all through Scripture. It's easy for me to give you the precepts. It's no great thing. Anybody reading should get this. But anyhow, let's go there. Let us go there. I gave the link to the chat line for the KJV, which I'm going to be reading out of. You can read out of whatever flavor you want to read out of, but I'm taking it to the KJV. Now, family, I'm going to tell you ahead of time, you will notice my grandson having a ball. He's back here. I'm waiting for his mom to get home from work, and you might hear him from time to time. So I pray you can still hear me quite clearly. All right. Now, I'm going to just throw you a couple words, and I'm going to precept them throughout the scriptures for you as we go along with this lesson. But I'm going to make you think. Some people are not thinking, or some people are not reading. Some people are not operating out the Spirit. Let's go there. The man of sin is the son of perdition, or the children of perdition, or the children of the devil. When you go in Scripture, the man of sin, in order to sin, you have to transgress the law. So that meant the law was given to this particular man, okay, this particular flesh. man of sin is equal to the son or the children of perdition, children of disobedience, son of perdition. The word son means children. There's many. And this is equal to children of the devil. This is serpent seed family. This is what is spoken about, generation of vipers. This is what we constantly keep hearing about through Scripture. We have the generation of vipers that have always been there leading our people astray. We have those who follow them who become children of the devil through the teachings, through the perverting of the word, which is Yahushua. We're going to bring all this to the head, but I want everybody to really think about these words. Now, man, the word man, they will go ahead and flip it. When you get to the scriptures, they'll say, because they are of the flesh and because they have perverted the word, they'll look at the word man and put that in place of Yahushua. They'll do that. You pay attention to what's going on right now. Therefore, man is the devil. When you get to that number of 666, the number of a man, we're talking the devil. We're talking about the children of disobedience. We're talking about the lineage of Cain. We're talking about the serpent seed, the generational Bible. That's all we're talking about here, family. Man is the devil. Now, a brother came on a long time ago, about 3 or 4 years on my radio lesson, and he gave a whole lesson on this, and I didn't understand what he was talking about. I really didn't, but I knew that there was something he was saying that because I started getting things, but I didn't get it all at the time. He said that Cain is the devil. I said, how is Cain the devil? I didn't understand that, but family was right on the market. Man, that's all Cain was a man in flesh. Didn't have, had a spirit, but wasn't operating out the spirit. Had a different spirit because we, as the children of the Most High, we operate out the spirit. They have a spirit. We just read all this in the book of Acts. Okay? Their spirit is of the world, which makes them easily able to get along with everybody else out here of a different nation outside of the Hebrews. Very easily. People love their teachings. If they're wrapped in flesh and speak in flesh, and only with their eyes can see, they're blinded, of course. But the world loves that. They don't like the spirit. Let's go a little further. Now, the word man are many because of the word son. It says son of perdition. Okay, this man is many. Don't, when you see in the scripture it talks about man of perdition, man of sin, don't think one, because they are children. The word man, the word sons, you know the word sons, you go look it up, it'll tell you that word son means children. Children. That's what it has, many meanings, but that's one of the meanings, you know. And what when they put the words in English, sometimes they'll twist it up and say, well, man of sin, son of perdition, the desolate one, the destroyer. We're still talking about the same entity here, family. We're talking about children of the devil. Everything that's happening on this earth has to happen through a person, but we're not talking about people. We're talking about the spirit. We're no longer dealing with flesh and blood. So these vessels incorporate a spirit that does not like Yahushua or the Father, and or they're not operating out the spirit. One of the two. So really, the only two entities being spoken of in Scripture, when, especially when you go to Revelations, that's why I keep telling you, the other nations, ain't meant for them. No, this is our history book. But what's right there with Israel? Looking like a lamb, but speaking like a dragon. Oh, the son of perdition. Man of sin. All different names for the same entity, children of the devil. So there's many of them. Just know that. And the children of destruction or the children of disobedience, look, let's just call it for what it is. Those are the tares. Remember? While the Hebrews slept, while the wheat slept, the enemy came in, which was the devil, and planted a seed and went his way. We're not talking physical. He planted nothing. He didn't put no corn and tomatoes and whatever else out there. No, he planted a seed, a spirit. But it was in opposition to the spirit that was sent from above, placed into a Hebrew vessel. Remember, Yahushua coming separating the family. We're talking about Hebrews. This is all about the Hebrews. But all Israel's not of Israel. The tares can claim to be the seed of Abraham. They can be claim the seed or to be a Hebrew and an Israelite. But as far as getting the word, they ain't got it, baby. They ain't got it. We're going to go somewhere. Now, when you have, when you hearken to the deceiver, here's what you're going to have. You will allow another man or flesh, another flesh man, to put a sinful flesh man instead of Yahushua within Scripture, especially when it comes to the covering, the authority. How can one sinful flesh cover another sinful flesh? You tell me, if you can find how that is in Scripture, let me know. It's not there. It's not there. But if you have hearkened, if you have been deceived by the man of sin, the man of perdition, the tares, the generational vipers, you will believe that another sinful flesh, instead of Yahushua being the covering, you'll believe that lie. You'll be part of the children of disobedience and be deceived by the children of the flesh to war against your brethren, which are... Yahushua, we're not the book of Revelation. That would be John, right? John the Revelator, I feel like to say. John, that's it. Clicking on my phone. I pray y'all can hear me. All right. Now, in Romans 1, verse 22, it says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They, you know, the wise men in the old scripture were supposed to be of Israel. But these were of Israel, and they thought themselves to be wise, but they became fools. What they did was, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible Yahushua into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Check it out. Who changed the truth of Yahushua into a lie. Well, that's Revelation 22 we just read. They added to or took away, and they put a lie there. Shoot, we can go back and back, and we're going to keep reading the same thing. John 8:44. They're the father of lies. They, when they speak a lie, they speak it of their own. Many of them will tell you all this craziness. I've been hearing it. And I'm thinking to myself, well, shoot, that's what you do. I can put up what you're doing, what you're saying. You talk about yourself. I'm going to give y'all examples of that in future lessons. Trust me, I will. But when they think they be so wise and the wisdom they have is of this world, which is foolishness with our Father, the Father says, well, Paul says, through Yahushua, but it all came from the Father. They became fools. Here's what they did. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible Yahushua into an image made like to corruptible man and to the birds and the four-foot beast and the creeping things. Now, it says, who changed the truth of Yahushua into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator Yahushua, who is blessed forever. Hallelujah. Now, we know, we already know, if they changed Yahushua into a man, what that verse 25 of Romans 1 is saying, that they serve man more than the creator Yahushua. They have hearkened to man. Remember, the number of a beast is the number of a man, 666. Many of them. But they have now, although they think they're so wise because they're operating out the flesh. They only can read, oh, this say, that say. They don't think, look, they can't get it spiritually because they're spiritually discerned. If they're really seeking the Father and asking the Father to reveal, they got to come out of their sinful ways, first of all, and repent from that mess. And then really seek the Father. They can come out of it. But many like the little wickedness that they do. They will not change. Many will not change. Brought us that way for destruction, family. These who are lied to and deceived by the liar himself, the devil, the devil has them worshiping and serving man more than Yahushua. They have perverted our brethren's word by opening the same book and taking the words and perverting them. How do you pervert them? Well, we're supposed to read spiritual. They read out of the flesh. Instead of making Yahushua's mighty right arm and Yahuwah's mighty right arm our salvation, they make you transplant your behind somewhere, worry about learning how to plant crops, storing water, getting all kind of garbs to put on, celebrating feast days, dipping yourself in water. We can go on and on with this. Building a piece of land and say, here, this is where the 144 going to be. This is the place of safety. Or they'll make you go somewhere else. They've done it already, and they're still doing it. Many people have been deceived. And once you get into them little corporations, them little lands, you better believe that you in prison, you in pure hell right here on earth, because they got you worshiping and serving this creature, which is man, more than Yahushua. If Yahushua's word says this, they say this. If you disagree, they punish you. They chastise you. They might kick you out, which is a blessing to you. But by then, you've lost everything you've obtained in this existence to survive on. You're in worse shape than you were before you moved, if you moved yourself or transplanted yourself to follow one of these man gods, one of these flesh gods, which is just a man. But many people love and they serve and they worship, not realizing they're doing it, but that's what they're doing. They're worshiping the creature more than the creator. The creature is a man because they've changed the incorruptible image of Yahushua into a corruptible image of man, flesh man. Okay, now, I'm going to take y'all somewhere else with this because, see, many people, when we get to verse 23, it says, and change the glory of the incorruptible Yahushua into the image, into an image made like corruptible man. Then it says, and two birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Well, when we were in Egypt, y'all see those hieroglyphs where they have a man with a bird head on and all that? We're going to stick with the word. Check it out, family. When you're talking about these birds and four-foot beasts and creeping things, those were all known as gods. They made their own images, just like the golden calf. Well, some of them had a body like a man and a head like a hawk or something. You know, you're going to find everything. You're going to find the lion, like in Egypt, with the face of a man on there. You're going to find these things because this is what our people did. Our people were everywhere. Our people did this stuff. Not that the other nations didn't do it, but it don't matter if they do it or not. They were never given the law. It's not a sin to them. They're just doing what they do, according to Judges 2, and that is to deceive you. So, when we go back and we try to precept that, it's very easy so that you understand. He's talking about still a man of flesh. They've made these images and these molten images and so forth. When it talks about the birds and the four-foot beasts and the creeping things, you better be going precepted back to Acts 11, verses 5 through 10 to get the pure understanding. We're still talking about a man. We're not talking about something in an extraterrestrial world. We're talking about, this is still speaking of a man, because you must go back. This was Peter. Now I'm going to read it. Acts chapter 11, I'm going to read verse 5 and 10 to give you the understanding of this bird, four-foot beast, and creeping things. Still speaking of a man. They just use different words. It's metaphors, okay? Still speaking of about a flesh man. It reads, Acts 11, verse 5 through 10. Peter says, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descended, as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me, upon the which, when I had fastened my eyes, I considered, and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, not so, Yahushua, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, what Yahushua hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. You read a little bit further, and you understand if you're spiritually operating out the Spirit, and if you just plainly read the Scripture, there was a separation between the northern and the southern kingdom. They call the northern kingdom Israel. Sometimes they call them Ephraim. But you know, it says Ephraim is given up to idols, let alone. They knew not the Father, and they were considered unclean. But that ain't the first time, family. You better go back to the Tower of Babel, understand. Before Abraham, we were out there. Right after the ark, at the Tower of Babel, our people were scattered among the heathen there. Why? Because of the disobedience, the disobedience between Adam and Eve, not hearkening to Yahuwah. So, we see, look, there's no new thing underneath the sun. Maybe you've been taught this the first time. I don't know. But there is no new thing underneath the sun. I'm going to go a lot of places with you on future lessons. I think y'all might be ready for it if you're keeping up. Now, so we're getting the understanding that he was talking about, when he told Peter to eat, he was talking about the two kingdoms coming together. Remember, Yahushua came so that the engrafting could take place of the northern and the southern kingdom back to the main root. Right? And he's talking about the mother nations. The only thing they're there for is chastisement. If you get mad about that, oh well. That's what the word says. I'm not playing with these words like some do. I'm going to tell you what's in there. And you should be reading it. It's in there. So, he was talking about the people. They're being called, the northern kingdom, the lost sheep were being called common or unclean. That's the same thing we read about when we came out of Egypt. And then if those who were considered unclean or Gentiles or strangers or sojourners or mixed multitudes, if those came and started obeying the law just like we did, and everything that we did, obeying the commandment of our Father, then they were as one homeborn. Well, the same thing is happening in the New Covenant. Now you hear about the apostles going out doing the same thing. Going out, Paul was going out to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, like Yahushua went to. They first came to us, the southern kingdom. Now they went to the northern kingdom to get engrafting back in. And we're just reading the same thing over and over. But anyhow, so just so y'all get that. So let's see, where else I want to go with this? I want to take you guys to 1 John chapter 2. Because we know that the commandment is something that, you know, it is, we say it's spiritual, just like the law, but it's something that we do keep. Now pay attention to this. In 1 John chapter 2, I'm just going to read verses 1 through 3. Simple. 1 through 3. Let's get with the commandments a little bit. We're going to get some spiritual understanding to this. In 1 John 2, verse 1, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any person, any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yahushua the righteous. And he is the propitiation of our sins. And not for ours only, talking about the northern and southern kingdom, but also for the sins of the whole world, where our people were scattered. Anywhere our people are, Yahushua is that mediator, okay? Through his death, burial, and resurrection, and now seated at the right hand of the Father with the Comforter coming back on us, he took on, and he dismissed sin, but our sins were forgiven. All we have to do now is hearken to him, keep his commandments, love our brethren, stay on the narrow path. If we sin, repent through Yahushua to our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. That's all we got to do. Let's go. Let's go somewhere. So, let me see. I forgot how far I got. Oh, yeah. Verse 3 of 1 John 2 reads, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. That's how we know Yahushua. If we keep his commandments. He said it. I know him. And keep it, wait a minute, he that said it. Now, you got this other case out here. But if you got someone saying, I know him, and keep not his commandments, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. This is the same thing as John 8:44. There is no truth in him. What I'm trying to show you, family, with this verse right here in John 1, verse 2, it says, "And hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments." Then it says in verse 4, that's 3. Now verse 4, "He that said it, I know him." Many going to claim the Father. Some going to claim Yahushua. "And keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Because they will change themselves into angels of light." They're going to look like the chosen people, but they're the synagogue of Satan. They will transform themselves into angels of righteousness, of Yahushua. But they're really wolves, ravaging wolves in sheep clothing. They will make the claim. What they speak and what they do, it doesn't balance. Many will say, "I have the faith," but then tell you to transplant yourself. Many will say they believe in the Father and the Son, but then tell you about water baptism. Many will tell you that the end time is coming. Oh, it's going to be hell on this earth. You got to do this to protect yourself. You got to do that. You got to transplant yourself. You got to sell away to this other location. You got to harvest vegetables, food, because, or you got to hide. You got to be prepared to run. All these things. But when the Word says, "Wait on me, I will never leave you or forsake you. Greater is he that is in us than what's in the world." They won't tell you those. It's like they might say it, but what they do, "Ye shall know them by their fruit." What are they spewing out of their mouth? What are their actions, their works? And that's what Revelation talks about, the works of these people. And it was unpleasing in the old covenant, it's unpleasing today. People have been listening to the devil, a liar, and they don't know the common things that these devils do. They lie to you. That's why you need to be reading. That's why you need to seek the Father and operate out the Spirit. Let's go a little bit further. Let's go. Let me give my grandson something so he can stop yelling. But anyhow, let's go a little bit further. It says, and I'm just going to read it all the way through without talking. I want you to meditate on the Word. In 1 John 2, verse 1, it says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yahushua, the righteousness, as he is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And whereby, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments." Whatever he says to do, we keep it. Don't just think of the Ten Commandments, because there were many more in the Old Covenant as well as the New Covenant. But when we keep his commandment, it means we hearken to him. It tells us, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." That's John 8:44. That's the child of the devil. That's the seed of the serpent. That's the generational vipers. Because they will all tell you that they know the Father. They're wolves in sheep clothing. They will all tell you, my brother, talking about Yahushua. And they'll read to you out the same book and pervert it. They pervert the Word. And it's very beguiling what they do, but you better make sure you're operating out the Spirit to catch their lies. Because this is what they're going to do, and there's no truth in them. There's no truth in them. Go to Matthew 22, verse 36 through 40. I'm going to take you guys there real quick. Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. Pay attention. Let's read. Now, in the book of Matthew, it says, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Okay, because the Torah comprised of the commandments and laws, right? Command is just something that the Father gives to the people. And we were given the law. We were given the Torah. We were given a lot more than that, too, but that's what we were given. It tells us, Yahushua said unto him, Thou shalt love the Father Yahuwah with all thy heart, and with all thy spirit, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Father got to come first, baby. And the second is like unto it. If you love the Father, then you love the Son, and then you have brotherly love, because the second, which is like unto the first, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Not everybody who's your next door neighbor, you're not going to endure and say, hey, you got any sugar? Because I have the Kool-Aid. No, not that kind of neighbor. Your brethren, the neighbor, the one with the same spirit. And the second is like unto the first, which you're supposed to love the Father, because all three of us are one, the Father, the Son, and us. We're all one. We are of the same spirit. He says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. What does it say when a man and woman get together? They become one flesh. It's no great mystery when Paul was speaking and he was telling about the church and Yahushua and a man and a wife. He said, but it's no. I'm going to tell you a mystery. He says, I'm speaking of Yahushua and the assembly. Paul had to come down to many people who were in the flesh, because he told Jesus, I came at this person at this level. Well, he was going out there to lost sheep. So he gives understanding about the love between Yahushua and the assembly, and he compares it to a man and a woman, because that's all the people knew, was of the flesh. But at the very end he says, but I tell you a mystery. He's going to tell you what he's really speaking of. I'm speaking of Yahushua and the assembly. Many have taken those scriptures and perverted it to a woman being subservient, having no thought, no connection to the Heavenly Father, because of words. Not having understanding, the spiritual understanding. The word ain't changing. The word was in the beginning, and it's still with us. The word came down on earth, became flesh, and dwelt among us, according to John 1. The word has not changed, but the interpretation that you're going to read or get understanding from people who are not operating out the spirit, because many of them are spiritually discerned. Others, the spirit they have is of the devil. And they ain't going to lift one burden off you. Know it. Their message will not change. I don't care how many times we come across with the spiritual understanding of these scriptures. Let's continue. So, when we pick back up, oh, no, I got to finish it up. Matthew 22, I'm going to read verse 40. Because we just read, which are the two great commandments in the law? We have to put the Father first, love him. And then the second is like the first. Love our neighbor as thyself. By the time we get to 40, it says, on these two commandments, these are the commandments of our Father, hang all the law and the prophets. It sums it all up. If you put the Father first, which the children of Israel did not do, because they was busy hearkening to the deceiver, the liar, the generation of vipers, and they were led astray, they did not love the Father like they should and obey. And they didn't have brotherly love, because the judgments for the people were not carried out as our Father said. So we're reading the same thing, family. Ain't nothing different from Old to New Covenant. It's the same thing today. Look around what you see. Don't be deceived by appearances. Don't be deceived by appearances, because it's about the spirit. That's why you got to test the spirit. I don't care what comes out of a person's mouth. Just like today, if I'm dealing with you and you tell me something, well, I got to go by what you say, because I'm believing that you are a child of the Spirit. You are a son of the Most High. But your actions are going to tell me what you really are. The mouth can say anything. It speaks great swelling words. But the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, that'll give it away. Boom, there you go. You said one thing, but this is what you did. People don't understand that when two Hebrews get together, there's a covenant made or an oath made, and Yahushua was right in the midst of it. If you can't fulfill something you say, you go back and you tell the person why. Then you're cool, because at least you gave them some understanding. But we know the oaths that are made in Scripture, they're supposed to be good ones when it came to the Hebrews. We're supposed to try our best to keep them. But you will know, somebody will say, hey, I love the Father, I love the Son. And it show you how, well, if you don't prepare like we prepare and you're going to come and ask for it, I'm going to tell you, get away. I've heard craziness. People talk about this preparation in time, but if you ain't paying $150 or $25 every class, which is every week, which is plus additional fees, if you don't come take these training classes and be within my little man-made civilization, and you think you're going to come at the end when the famine break out, not realizing the famine is a spiritual thing, and it's already here. But if you think you're coming, shoo, you ain't getting nothing. Go watch some of the videos on YouTube. People preparing for this stuff with the flesh. They have tried to make the mighty right arm, which is spirit, into a flesh arm and try to save themselves, not waiting on the Father. They're not hearkening, but they'll tell you, hey, I operate out the spirit. So what I'm saying to you is, I don't care what they say out their mouth. What are they doing? What are their fruits? What comes out of their mouth? They say one thing in one lesson, then another lesson, they're throwing you to the dogs. They've beaten a woman down, calling her a whore. And the true whore in the scripture was Israel. When we were in disobedience, the virtuous woman, that's when we were in our righteous state, and that's the condition we have to get back to. But they're going to put separation. All these are clues, family. This is all what happened. Anyhow, so we understand that by reading at the very end, he says, on these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets. Those are spiritual things you can do. But like-minded. I can't explain to a flesh, a cardinal individual, even though they're Hebrew. I told you a long time ago, just because you find you're Hebrew, that's the beginning. Now there's more to learn, because what's going to deceive us is right here with us. And it has transformed itself into an angel of light. We're talking spirit. We're not talking flesh, family. We're talking spirit. Let's go and pick back up on First John chapter 2. I'm going to pick back up on that, but let me just check out, make sure everybody is hearing me clearly. Oh, okay, somebody has their hands up. I'm going to take a little break. That'll give me a time. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Where did the hand go? Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm going to play a song anyhow because I need a break. We have 52 minutes left, and that'll give me extra. I'm not going to try to hold this lesson too long. I have a lot of material goes into Revelations. If y'all want to hear it, I'll say it. But I want to make sure that I get the lesson out, because the next few lessons I'm building for you guys, because I can't say one part and you don't know this part. It's like if I would have gone and not explained who the man was and who is the Word, and explain how usual is an old covenant as well as new. He's the only mediator. When I went to Revelation, people were like, well, wait a minute. That's not right. They wouldn't have got the understanding is what I'm saying. When the Father pulled me off the lesson I was going to do, which was vain visions, he gave me this one this morning. I had to drop vain visions to the side and push forward this one, because the next lesson we do, you're going to get it. From vain visions, we're going to really hit it hard. I'm going to give you a good example. You're going to see it. And I pray that those who are stuck under a viper, a devil, you know, don't get mad because I call out for what it is. I'm just going to go through the Father's Word and tell you who these people are, because you need to be on alert. That's what Revelations is speaking about. Because at the very end, if you haven't been under a teacher who's telling you about the serpent seed, you don't know. You're probably under a serpent seed. Your way to salvation and the kingdom has been blocked. You're going to stay in the flesh. You're going to be as if naked by the time usual comes. You're going to be on that road to destruction. It's serious, family. I'm not just making this up. You need to really read the book. This is our history book. I got to keep saying it because somebody needs to hear it. This is our history book. It's not about these other nations. They're there so you can know what happened in our history, but this is about Israel. All the people you're reading about, Job and this one and that one, those were Israelites. I don't care that people on YouTube got videos, because it does say it in the flesh, Job the Edomite. Job was not an Edomite. Hey, let me do this, family. Since nobody has any questions, plus I got more to go over, I'm going to just put on a quick song, Oh, yeah, I'm going to put on this song. Now, people hate it when I put on this song, but y'all got to hear it, because this is what children of the devil, or shall I say children of the flesh, they have a different spirit from ones that were sent from the Most High. They're not operating out the spirit. This is some nonsense that they will conceive in their own little minds and push forward as truth. Check it out. I'll be right back, family.
Yes. Yeah, this is YT Politics, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about booty. Yeah, that's what it's going to be all about when the time comes. Yeah, I want to let you know about being a motherfucking king. This is what it's going to be all about. After we done destroyed our enemies and made them submit to us in every manner possible. And, you know, we're gonna give you a chance to, you know, to bow down on your own. But then it's gonna come a time when violence is gonna have to take its place. And I'm gonna read Jeremiah 30, verse 16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee shall I give for prey. Yeah, another word they use for spoil is booty. Nation takes over another nation, they divide the booty up together. Yeah, so, you know, and every nation is going to have our booty when it comes to women. See, you Israelite women, y'all ain't going to be shit y'all can say about this, because it's going to be righteous. You know, the scripture back up, we're going to have women from the tribe of Moab, tribe of Elam, and from the tribe of Edom. That's right, you heard me, Edom. Now my wife, you know, she's going to be, you know, Judah. That's going to be my wife, but now these other women going to be concubines. And the Judah woman, her head going to be all the way down, you know, to the, it's going to be so damn long, it's going to be like a blanket. When I go to sleep, I can use it to keep me warm. Yeah, I mean, I'll be in my chambers as a king, sipping on the finest wine in Jerusalem. I'm gonna be one smiling motherfucker. You best believe that. Shalom.
Okay. Y'all had to hear it. That's nonsense. That's foolishness. That's the wisdom of man, or the wisdom of the world, which you just heard. It's not scriptural, family, but that's what's going out today. Many people are putting division between the men and women. Many people are teaching just of the flesh to get that understanding. So we got to come and break those strongholds by doing lessons. Where we're going to read what our Heavenly Father says in His Word that was preserved for us. This is our history book. Let's go. We're going to continue. I see I have no hands up. That's a good thing right now, because I want to get through the lesson. I'll take callers before all is said and done. We have about 45 minutes left in the second half. The title is The Devil is a Liar. This is part two. Okay, let's get back to my notes here. All right, family. I'm going to be picking back up at John, 1 John chapter 2. I'm going to reread 3 and 4. And hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. We know the devil is a liar. We know that John 8:44 says that. Those are words from Yahushua. Who are you going to change Yahushua's word? Remember, we're not talking about flesh, we're talking about spirits. It says, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Yahuwah perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Even as Yahushua walked. That's how we're supposed to walk. Verse 7, brethren, he's talking to the people here, I write no new commandment. He says, I write no new commandment. Everything from the old, and they call it the new covenant, but there's really nothing new there. The only difference is it's put right in your face because Yahushua this time, the mediator, he came in the flesh to dwell among us. People are actually right there with Yahushua, the Word, in the beginning, the creator of heaven and earth. Now, we know the Father had a lot to do with that, but the Word is Yahushua, and he created everything. Everything was created by him and for him. So we see, it tells us in verse 7, it says, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. Now, that's letting you know who was in the beginning with the Father, according to John 1. It says, and in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, and the Word was Yahushua. Drop down to verse 14, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word is Yahushua. So in the beginning, we're talking about Yahushua here, the new covenant. There's nothing new about the commandment, but check it out. Again, a new commandment I write unto you. It's not new, family. Which thing is true in him and in you? Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. And we beheld him when he was on this earth, our ancestors. That was Yahushua. It reads, verse 9, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. So we're talking spirit here. One is operating out the spirit, the other one isn't. They both will claim to be of Abraham's seed. They both will claim to be Hebrews, and they both will claim to be Israelites. But the difference, one is operating out the spirit, getting the understanding by the spirit, which is the truth of the word, and the other one can only read flesh. There's no connection. The connection is lost because they're not operating out the spirit. They're following the devil, who is a liar, okay? That's all this is saying, family. Now, let's go a little further. I'm going to pick up at verse 11. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness. This is the blind leading the blind, and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Verse 12, I write unto you, little children, or I'm going to put the word in there. If you go look it up, it's talking about the flock. Okay, the young, the newbies. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. What name? The name above all names. The name that the seven assemblies, the women in Isaiah 4:1 want to take. That man's name. What man? Yahushua, the mediator, the man, the word. That's the name. The name, the only name for salvation. Because in order to get to the Father, you've got to go through the Son. That name. So he says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, is verse 13, I write unto you fathers. What's a father? Go look it up. It's a title of honor, the word fathers, right there. It means teachers. Those who are given, the Father has set up to teach, to explain, to give a witness to the Word. The Word is Yahushua. So it says, I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning, Yahushua. I write unto you, young men, or the word young men is talking about the elect or the chosen. That's what the word young men means. Go look it up. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, and the little children is the flock, the newbies that come through, because ye have known the Father. Remember, things had to be brought back to our remembrance. And in a dispensation of time, we woke up. because it was prophesied that we would. Go back to Ezekiel where it talks about the dry bones being blown on. You're getting the word, the breath of life, the word, the spirit, the light of John 1 that was there in the beginning. And you're waking up to the truth, and the scales are removed from your eyes, and now you have eyes to see, ears to hear. You're not walking in darkness, but you were predestinated for a particular time to wake up. Ye are of your father, Yahuwah. Okay? Or Yahushua, either name you want to put there. Let's go a little bit further. Verse 14, I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of Yahuwah abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Let me rephrase that for somebody. Somebody might need to hear it. Love not the flesh, neither the things that are in the flesh. If any person love the world, if they love the flesh, the love of the Father is not in him. Because the Father is spirit. For all that is in the world are in the flesh, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world, that's where your sin is. Family, we're supposed to be spirits. We're supposed to take up the old man, put on the new man. We're angels in the flesh. Some of us are fallen angels out here. Some of us, that Revelations, what is it, 13? I think it's 13. We're talking about it. Satan is the devil. Same thing, family. He threw a third of his angels down to the ground. You remember how we were reading how in the book of Acts, they have the same spirit too, but they're not operating out the spirit. These are children of the devil. These are children of the devil. Let's keep going. He says in verse, let me pick it back up at, I'm going to pick it back up at 15 of 1 John 2. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Let me take you here. All Israel will be saved, but all Israel is not of Israel. The world, the flesh, is not of the Father. Okay? Verse 17, and the world passeth away. The flesh returns back to the flesh, or the dirt, rather. The world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of Yahuwah abideth forever. Little children, it's the last time. Pay attention, family. And as ye have heard that Antichrist, that's the word they have in there, just for you guys who are fleshers, you're going to get spirit with me, but let me go through the words that are there so that you can pick up on this. All that means is someone who is against Yahushua or is trying to replace Yahushua. Little children, the ones, little children are those newbies coming in. You can say lost sheep. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that those who are against Yahushua shall come. They call them Antichrist in the Bible. Even now are there many who are against Yahushua. They call them Antichrist. Now, this was during the time of the New Covenant when Yahushua had resurrected. It was happening while he was there on earth. It was happening in the Old Covenant. They're just calling the Antichrist, the false prophets, the serpent seed, generation of vipers, all the same words, children of the devil. This is all it is, the son of perdition, the children of the disobedience. This is all the same thing. They just reword things. They play with the words. And they keep, it's like if I come to you and I might say, let me think of a word that's like a word. I might say something like, do you have a... magazine on fishing. Now I might restate that and say, well, do you have a book on fishing? I'm still asking for the same thing, basically, but it's just I'm playing with the words. It's a piece of material that's going to tell me about fishing. But I'm using different words so that you can't put two and two together. Because in the flesh, somebody will say, well, a magazine, that's a magazine, but this is a book. That probably was the lousiest example I could give, but I'm trying to show you something. They mess with the words so that you can't put these words. The Antichrist is the ones who are against Yahushua, and the brethren, they are the ones that try to put you in a pit. They are the lamb in Revelation that spake like a dragon. They are the descendants of the prophets that Yahushua said that ye are of them who killed the prophets. Talking to the scribes and the Pharisees and all those wicked, the non-believing. They just mess up the words, but the son of perdition, the man of sin, the wicked one, it says children and women are their oppressors, and they who lead you cause thee to err. Still speaking of the wicked ones, the serpent seed. That's all it's speaking of. Israel has always been led astray. It's evident today because you might be hearing this for the first time. You might be under a devil, a lying scribe and Pharisee, a serpent seed. You may not have ever looked at Revelation speaking about the assemblies, the seven churches, and realized that the only two approved were the ones who taught about the synagogue of Satan, which is the embodiment of the devil or the children of the devil, because our bodies are vessels. You might not have known that the word thy sons ain't just talking about men children. Thy sons means children. You might not have ever been taught that when we talk spirit, sometimes spirit is given a metaphor like the word seed. Because we're talking spiritual thing. We ain't talking about no man's sperm when it's talking about building a nation. No, the Father. John said that the Father can create children out of these stones. He was talking about a spirit, not a physical, anything of the flesh. So, you know, I got to go there. Let's go there again, 18, because we're going to hear some people, when they look at that word, son of perdition, now, and Antichrist, they got, the History Channel got all kind of nonsense. The world, look, don't have the mindset of the world. That's foolishness. But the serpent seed has that same mindset. They're going to have you looking at Obama and all these one man and looking at Rome. The Father ain't talking about no doggone Rome. You're just supposed to know we in that last kingdom. You ain't got to look at what happened in a small town in Nigeria or some other place in the whole world. That's not what Rev. You better look at the prophets. Come back spiritual. Yahushua came and he fulfilled. Now when we get the revelation, it's of things that already happened, but there's no new thing underneath the sun. So we might see the same thing happening today. Let's stay with the word. Let's operate out the spirit to come to the truth. This is our history book and something has always been with us. Nobody can figure out that the parable of wheat and tare to understand what happened in every generation of the Hebrews. Hey, let's go there. Paul getting ready to tell you about what many believe to be one man. He says, verse 22, who is a liar but he that denieth Yahushua is the Savior? Now, I'm going to stop there for a second, too. I mean, did I read it? No, I got to go back up. Sorry, family. I am sorry, but I don't want to miss out one point because there's so much meat right here, and many people overlook it. That's why I'm going to take my time with it, and I pray you are loving it. I pray you thank the Father after you heard the word. Let's go back there again. In verse 18, Paul says, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that anti-Yahushua shall come, even now are there many against Yahushua, whereby we know that it is the last time. We're in the end. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifested that they were not all of us. Now, I'm going to take you guys have been keeping up with my lessons. We read the same thing in what? It was either Acts 14 or 15, when we dealt with why Paul didn't want to take Mark, John surnamed Mark. He said because he left the brethren, remember? And the other clue in that lesson, the last lesson we did, Acts, we went over Acts chapter 14, 15. The other example was he said that some came and troubled you, telling you to get circumcised and keep the law. They came out from us is what was said. Now, right here, you get an understanding of that because it tells us he's speaking, Paul's speaking about Antichrist in 1 John 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that anti-Yahushua, those against Yahushua, shall come. Even now are there many that are against Yahushua, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, the Hebrews. They went out from us, but they were not of us. All Israel will be saved, but not all Israel is of Israel. We're talking about Genesis 3:15, the enmity that was put between the children of the devil, that's Cain, John 8:44, and the spiritual children of Yahushua. That's what we're speaking of, family. That's what the book's speaking about. I pray you get it. So he says in verse 19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest, that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the set apart one, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Yahushua is the Savior? Let's pause. Let's take a breather. Let's think about what he just said. Because, see, I keep telling y'all, you got to operate the Spirit because what you will see today is the same thing as what was happening in the Scriptures. The only difference is they repackaged it. So you're looking for them exact words. Who's saying that he's Jesus Christ? Who's saying that he Yahweh or Yahushua? No. What does it say? In verse 22, it says, who is a liar? We're talking about the father of lies. The devil is a liar. Who is a liar? Who's a devil? But he that denieth that Yahushua is the Savior. Well, shoot. Who tried to change the incorruptible image of Yahushua into the corruptible image of a man? Who did that? Serpent seed. Our people fell along and worshiped it. The devil, children of the devil. Son of perdition, the children of perdition. Children of disobedience followed. Y'all getting this? I pray y'all getting this now. Because, I mean, you know, hey, it's right there. It says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Yahushua is the Savior? They want to put a man in the place of Yahushua in Scripture, the teachings, and they tell you you got to be under a flesh man, some kind of, they add to and take away from 1 Corinthians 11:3 by putting a man in the place of Yahushua as the covering of a woman. They add two. They put four powers of authority. There's only three. It tells us that there is only one mediator between the Father and the people, and that's that man Yahushua. There's only three. So somebody has added to or taken away. Someone has lied. When they speak a lie, they're speaking of their own. And it tells us, in verse 22, who is a liar but he that denies that Yahushua is the Savior? Because people believe man is the Savior. They are worshiping and serving man instead of worshiping and serving our Father. That's what they're doing. Are you paying attention to what they're telling you? If the Word says, wait on me, why are you going anywhere? If the Word says, greater is he that is in us than what's in the world, why you have fear? Father said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. Why are you worried about what's happening in the world when we not of this world? We seek our Father. Study to show ourselves approved. We keep the two commandments that was most important, and it's the whole of the law and the prophets. We we just put the Father first, love him, honor him, obey him. And then we have brotherly love. Anything else, somebody just twisted up some words, and I heard some good twisting recently. Woo! They perverted those words so well, and I sat back and I thought, man, what they did was excellent. I wish y'all could be here with me sitting down. We go through some of these lessons, and y'all would have no doubt. The Father's word is being seen today, but are you paying attention? Are you seeking the Father? Are you coming spiritual? No salvation for those in the flesh. I hate to tell you, read it. You're not a child of the Father. Only the children of the Spirit are of the Father. Let's go some other places here. I want to continue reading. It tells us in let's go back to verse 22 one more time. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Yahushua is a Savior? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. You can't deny one without the other, family. You can't. A lot of people talk about the Heavenly Father, but see, they're leaving out Yahushua, the man in the new covenant, which is the mediator. So it tells us he is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. How do you? They're not going to say that. They're going to tell you they love God. They're going to tell you they love Yahweh, Jehovah. But if you deny the Son, no prayers, nothing going to the Father but through the Son. If you take out the mediator and put a flesh man, there is no salvation. You have no connection with the Father. They can say they love the Father, love the Son, all they want to, but when their readings and their understanding are of the flesh, they've eliminated Yahushua, which means they don't even talk to the Father. But they come tell you, the Father told me to give this message. I got a vision. And our people suck it up. We just read that in the book of Acts. They love the teachings of the flesh. Paul said, you would prefer hearing them than me. I'm giving you the spiritual honesty. I'm talking to the Father. I know I'm a prophet. He rebuked with many of his letters, and the scribes and the Pharisees of today, the seed of the serpent, will tell you, see, woman, be in submission to your husband. Shut up, woman, as your husband at home. And Paul's saying, what? Through letters. He letting you know, I'm sent from the Father. I know you say you are. Yahushua told you in his word, preserved word, through the prophets. They come and they say, the Father told them to tell you this. And he said, I didn't tell him to tell you that, because nobody reading. And when he raises up his prophets and show you serpent seed, which we can read in Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, those were the only two approved assemblies, because that's what deceives the people. If the book is about the spirit, we are spirits wrapped in flesh. We're told to take off the old man, operate out the spirit. You got somebody blocking your way with the flesh, perverting the word. You ain't got no connection to the Father nor the Son. Even though they spew the Father and Son out their mouth, they tell you things of the flesh. They put division. They do all these things that are not of our Father, and they are not of our Father, and they don't love the Father nor the Son nor you. The devil is a liar. But the devil, there's many, family. There's many. So let me go a little further. I got to go there, family. This is good. Don't y'all think this is good? Has anybody told y'all some of this stuff before? Have you read it? Let's go on. It says, whosoever denieth the Son, let me go back to 22. Who is a liar but he that denieth Yahushua is the Savior? He is anti-Yahushua that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denied the Son, which is Yahushua, they say, no, it's a flesh man now. There's four powers of authority, da-da-da-da. They make Yahushua's spiritual arm into a flesh arm. They got you serving and worshiping a man over the Creator. It says, whosoever denied the Son, the same hath not the Father. He that acknowledges the Son, Yahushua, hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. This is Revelations when it talks to those assemblies, telling them, go back to your first love. Know the truth. Yahushua is the only mediator. It was talking to the children of the flesh. That's why we got to teach serpent seed, because they keep you in the flesh. He says, Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, everlasting, eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Oh, this is about those seducers, those generational vipers, the synagogue of Satan, the wolf in sheep clothing, the lamb that spake like a dragon in Revelation. We can take it over from the beginning to the end. We're still talking about the same two entities. This is our history book. What was with Israel? The serpent seed, the synagogue of Satan. When you listen to these dragons, these children of the devil, these vipers speak, you better be reading. You better be operating out the spirit. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abided in you. He's talking about the brethren. You have received that because when Yahushua sat at the right hand of the Father, comfort came with us, the set of our spirit started flowing on us, we started waking up to the truth. And you know why? Check it out. Let's continue reading it. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointed teacheth you all, of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. The set of our spirit teaches you, family. I got people out here that I'm viewing. They making up classes, buildings. They got to teach you how to teach. That's why they have all these little classes, because they got to teach you something. How are you going to get a sinful flesh man to teach you the Father's word when this tells us the spirit? How do you think I get my information? I ain't getting it through no man, no flesh. I'm getting it. The understanding I get is not like what you're going to hear in this world. I get it through the spirit. When I put my head on that pillow at night, or while I'm awake, the understanding that comes to me, family, you guys will be blown away. I don't know what y'all receive out there. I know what I receive. Like Paul said, I know who sent me. I know who sent me. Ain't nobody can take that away from me. I know, and I hear well. There's no interruption in my line to the Father through the Son. None. It says, I'm going to go back. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointed teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it had taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, this is Yahushua, we may have confidence. We know we're in the right. Because we're going to have our spiritual bodies on and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Your spiritual bodies are ready. Your white garments, your bridal garments are ready. You have been operating out the spirit. So when he comes in a twinkling of an eye, we get our spiritual body. But somebody, they don't have that spiritual body ready. They still wrapped up in the flesh because they've been under a flesh serpent seed devil, learning flesh things of the world. They're going to be as ashamed. They're going to be as ashamed. It says, if you know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Everyone. Talking about his people from above. Remember, we only talk about the nation of Israel and those with Israel. That's of Israel but not Israel. Father come and separate within Israel. He ain't talking about separating in no other nation. This is our history book, family. I can't say it enough. That's what the Father gave me anyhow. Anything he gives me, I will proclaim. I will broadcast, and I pray you're loving it. Because when I hear the Father talk to me and I hear well, I give it to you freely. But the world don't like the truth. That's why we don't get much support on our site. It's prophesied. The world loves his own, but those of Yahushua, they don't love. It's hard for us to get out to you. That's what your famine is. Not very many people can come to you. So if you hear the truth, support the truth. You hear the truth, support. That's commanded of everyone anyhow. I'll get to those scriptures later because I know people don't believe it, but it's in there. I'll take you there. I'm going to take you so many different ways. You better keep your head on straight because it's all in the book. Why you don't understand this? I don't know. Hey, let's keep going. So I want to take you guys to 1 John chapter 4, and I want to read verses 1 through 6, but I'm going to go back to my time because I know I get long-winded, but hey, when the truth is good, it's all good. We got about 14 minutes left, so what I'm going to do is give out the call-in number. I don't want to go over too you know, 2 hours. I really don't. So I'm going to try to get it all in. But in case I miss it by about 5-10 minutes, you know, and then I will take callers. If anybody wants to, but the lesson will be over. You can continue with us. I might go into a little bit of the revelations and understanding as well. But the lesson is supposed to be only 2 hours. So the number is 646. Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong number. Yeah, that's the right number. No. Here's the call-in number. 646-595-4111. Hey, I got a lot of y'all on the line. I thank the Father for you. I thank the Father that you want to hear the truth, or you maybe you just want to see if what they tell you about me is true, if I'm a Jezebel or a witch or warlock. I don't know. They say so many things about me now, family. I lost count. Okay, Sea Tiger, shalom. And let's see, Joe Kamel. I don't know who you are, but shalom. Oh, we got a lot of people here. Hey, family, let's get back. Let's get back. Y'all all here. I can't look at everybody, but Sister Tanya, she's here too. Ah. Okay, let me go. I can't get into too much, family, because I'm really trying to keep this lesson where it needs to be. But I will open the mic for anyone wishing to wanting to say hallelujah, great lesson. I thank the Father for you. Any of that. Praise the Father. Thank him for the preserved word. We're going to leave the mic open for questions and everything you got to say. Let's go over, family. 1 John chapter 4. We're going to hear about that Antichrist again. In verses 1 through 6 is what I'll be reading out of. Now, this is, we went to 1 John 2. Now we're going to go to 1 John 4, verses 1 through 6. It reads, Beloved, believe not every spirit. I keep telling y'all, will come out their mouth, they lie to you because they liars. They'll say, I love the Father, I love the Son. But their fruit don't show it. So believe not every spirit. Where is their spirit from? Ye are of your father the devil. When they lie to you. If you can read it with spiritual understanding, you wouldn't even, look, many of y'all don't even have to operate fully out the spirit to get some of this stuff. Because it'll tell you right here that when you read it in the flesh, 1 Corinthians 11:3, well, there's four powers of authority. But then you go to other verses, many, and it lets you know there's only the Father, the Son, and the people. That should wake you up a little bit. That should put blinkers and caution signs up. Wait a minute, they stand four. But I'm only reading three here. Go all over the scripture, you're only going to read three. Maybe I got a flesh teacher. Maybe I got a devil teaching me, you know, because that's what the Father's word does say. So we read here, believe, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of our Father, because many false prophets, many anti-Yahushuas, against the Father, against the Son, are gone out into the world. Remember, Cain went out into the world and got him a wife. He was not the spiritual child of Yahushua. He was not. And plain and simple, I don't care. Out of the flesh, yeah, he was Adam's, but of the spirit, no. Because Adam had a good spirit, a righteous spirit. They just fell. Okay, let's go on. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of Yahushua. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. These are your antichrist. Hereby know ye the spirit of Yahushua. Every spirit that confesses that Yahushua is come in the flesh is of Yahuwah. Let me read it again. 1 John chapter 4, verse 2. Hereby know ye the spirit of Yahuwah. Every spirit that confesses that Yahushua, or the word in John 1, which dwelt among us in flesh, that Yahushua, the word, is come in the flesh, is of our Father Yahuwah. Come on now. That's all the same. I'm just putting the words that are in other precepts for you. That's all I'm doing. And every spirit that confesses not that Yahushua has come in the flesh is not of Yahuwah. And this is the spirit of anti-Yahushua. Now, like I tell you, it ain't going to be exactly those words. But see, we know there's no new thing underneath the sun. We know the Father's word does not change. All they do is repackage something else to you. But if it's not according to the word and the spirit ain't flowing with it, something just jives in you with the spirit telling you, liar, you little devil. Now, some people may be mistaken, so you reprove them. But if they, after you reprove and reprove and reprove, Oh, they just a wayward spirit. There ain't no wayward spirit. What did the Father tell you? Ye are of your father the devil. We reprove so they can get back on the straight path. They don't want to get on the straight path. They know what they're doing. Or they have not sought our Father, which makes them a child of the devil, the dealing out the flesh, because anybody dealing out the spirit can understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. So you don't make excuses for people. What does the word say? Who are they? And every spirit that confesses not that Yahushua is come in the flesh is not of Yahushua. And this is the spirit of anti-Yahushua, against Yahushua, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now is already in the world. Everything's going to be like it is now till Yahushua comes back. So it's here now, family. Ye are of Yahushua, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The world loves his own. They love the lie. They receive them. They support them. They're able to prosper. But it was supposed to be like that because, hey, now is your time to see if you're going to hearken to the Father or to them, the ones in the world. It says, ye are of Yahushua little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak they of the world. They're going to take you to all these different nations, what's happening in the news, to figure out revelations. And the world heareth them. We are of Yahushua. He that knoweth Yahuwah heareth us. He that is not of Yahushua heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Y'all better learn what's of this world. Y'all better learn that when they go into revelations and start looking into the world and not looking at the prophets, they're of the flesh. You ain't getting no truth. There's no truth in them, according to John 8. Their father's the devil. They have either been led astray by the children of the oppressors, women rule them, they who lead because they err, and the serpents would say, that's talking about a child and a woman. No, no, no. What does the word say? Who was leading the people? Are you reading? Who does Paul say and John say and Yahushua told you? The spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Which one is it? If they are saying of the world and the world hears them and they can only give you what the flesh eyes see, they have the spirit of error. There's no truth in them. Their father is the devil. He's a liar. He's a liar. I want to take you out one more place, but let me check my time out. I want to take you to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm almost done here, family. Hold on. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. We have like 6 minutes left. Let me go there. Let's get it rolling. I'm feeling good. Y'all know I'll be feeling good when I can let the spirit flow and come with the – and, hey, by way of breaking down strongholds, if we love the Father, you love it. If you don't love the Father's word and there is no truth in you, you go ahead and call me a Jezebel. You go ahead and try to put four powers of authority over on me, because I'm going to call you out for what you are according to the word. Let's go there. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I'm going to read it, verse 1, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of Yahushua and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit. Don't let this other spirit come jiggle you around with what's happening of the world, nor by word. They perverse the word, nor by letter from us. The letters that they read, the letters they put as confirmation. Don't let none of this stuff trouble you is what he's saying. As that the day of Yahushua is at hand. Oh, yeah, it's going to come. Let no man deceive you by any means, because those are the means of how they're going to deceive you. They're going to trouble your spirit. By the word, they're going to mess it up, pervert the word, or they're going to not read the letters and tell you that's confirmation. When the apostles were rebuking those people doing that nastiness of the flesh. So he says, let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And he told you what's happening during his time. And that the man of sin, or the lawlessness, Because a man of sin is transgressions of the law. You have to have beginning the law, been given the law, but you are a transgressor of the law. So you're lawless. And that the man of sin, the lawlessness, be revealed. It says the son of perdition. Well, the son means Greek 5207 is children of men. This child of a man of flesh. Okay, these children of the flesh, rather. And of perdition means destruction. That's all that's talking about. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called Yahushua or that is worshipped. Because people are worshiping man instead of Yahushua or Yahuwah. They've taken the incorruptible image of Yahushua and changed it into the corruptible image of man. And they're worshiping the created more than the creator. So, hey, it says, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called Yahushua or all that is worshipped. So that he, this, not one person, but many of them do this, so that he, and we're talking about a spirit that's in these people, so that he, the spirit, as Yahushua, but is in a man vessel body, sitteth in the temple, which is the body of the Most High's children. You got a different spirit dwelling in you. Showing himself that he is our Father. People look over there at the synagogue and the Jews go to in Israel. Wait, look at your body. Some vessel man has a spirit in him, and he's trying to be the creator and the savior of flesh. But he is not. He has just changed the incorruptible image into a corruptible image of man. So we see right here that this person, this lawless man, this man of sin, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called Yahuwah's people, or that is worshipped, so that he as Yahushua sitteth in the temple of Yahushua. The spirit not there. You got a different spirit in you. You're a child of the devil. Showing himself that he is trying to be our creator, our savior. That's all that says. Remember ye not that while I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery, this is a mystery to many, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he now who letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. They going to come pervert the word. They going to come with the flesh. They going to come and tell you a flesh message and a flesh salvation instead of waiting on the Father, waiting on Yahushua, and seeking Yahushua. Everything is works that you got to do. You got to physically work your butt off, and they're going to steal, kill, lie, and destroy. Hey, family, we got a few seconds left. I'm not going to read any more of this. I'll save this for another lesson. I want to make sure that in case I have anybody who wants to call in right now, hey, just put the number one. Okay, 60 seconds, family. Let me give the number one more time. And if you want me to read the rest, I will, but I'll see what everybody wants first. The number is 646-595-4111. You got about a minute left. Go ahead, put up your hand. If you want to ask a question, call in. Just praise the Father. Hey, we love to hear from you, family. I really do. And I wish that more family members would speak up. Or even lost sheep. Newbies, I love you too. Come on out. Hey, we know we have a family at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, but we don't exclude anyone wishing to spiritually come together with us in the name of Yahushua. You are considered our family as well. Now, I leave the website exclusively for those who hear the truth and help us keep the truth coming to you. Like Paul said, I robbed from the other assembly to give to you free, because he went out to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He was giving them, Robin, for the ones who did hear the truth. So the ones who hear the truth, they do support. The ones who, I don't know what's going on in their mind, but they're going to get some scripture, because I'm going to give it, or my hands will be full of blood, because many believe they're righteous. Many believe they're righteous. We're going to go through these verses. Ooh, y'all going to love me after I finish giving it to you. And some people won't, because they'll be like, darn, I mean, I got to give something. Well, you know who your Father is already. If it's like that with you, you already know. According to word. Don't get mad because I said, we're going to read it. You're going to see. People, hey, I'm feeling good. I'm so glad y'all are here with me. We're going to go on. No hands are up. Now, y'all sure? I can continue reading, but the lesson as far as the devil is a liar, that's over with. That's going to build up for when I do vain visions. But I still got more. I'm going to just do a little connections and revelations. So those of you who, I know a lot of people have been saying, Sister George, when are you going to get to revelations? When the Father puts me on it. But even, I think I got the whole thing. Basically, I believe I have it all. But it's not time. When he moves me through the Spirit, I'll know. And then as soon as he says, just like he told me before, when they were teaching the lies and all of them strongholds by the flesh, he says, shut it down. I was so glad because I started shutting it down. I'm going to obey him rather than man. And when he tells me to, that's when I'll do it. Everybody else, just hold on tight and know if I'm not speaking the Father's word or not. You hear, you read it, you're seeking the Father. You know what is truth from lies. I pray you operate not the Spirit like me, you know. So, hey, if you don't have any questions, I'm going to continue on. But the lesson, the devil is a liar, we completed that. I pray that you keep up with every single lesson because I'm building family. I'm just trying to build in a way so when I go to Revelations, it's not a mystery to you why he says certain things. A lot of times the word has been perverted. It's all it is. And then those who many people are not looking at, which Revelation speaks about, Yahushua spoke about it, all the prophets spoke about it, the Father spoke about it. They don't realize that they are children of the devil. They're in Hebrew bodies, in the bodies of lambs, but they're speaking like a dragon. They look like the flock, but they're really wolves, ravishing wolves in sheep clothing. That can't be talked about enough because the way that they trick a person, they're very beguiling. The way they pervert the scripture is very beguiling. So I bring up what the word says. I'll give you examples, and when you listen to it, you say, is this not what they did? Yes, it is what they did. It's not going to be the same words as in the English, but it's the same understanding. That's why you got to operate out the Spirit. You're going to see them doing it. So if this is what they're doing, and I've reproved, and they still don't change the message, who are they? According to the word. Don't get mad at me no more because I say serpent seed, are you child of the devil? Because that's what they are. The apostles were calling them out. Yahushua called them out. Why can't I call them out if I'm operating out the Spirit with the truth? Why does it offend people when I call them out? Don't you love the truth more than a lie? Do you love the father of the devils more than you love our brother in Yahushua? Come on now. The word is more perfect than that old nasty beast. I pray y'all hear me. I really do. Let's go back. Y'all see I get all excited. I can't help it because I've been waiting for this lesson all day. When the Father told me to change it, I couldn't wait. Let's go there. I want to finish reading out of, and I was at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So we were at, I'm going to pick up at 5. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now ye know it what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Because they have a lot to do what they're doing. Because you're supposed to hearken to the Father and study and show yourself approved and operate out the Spirit. Take off the old man and put on the new man. But if you don't have your spiritual garments ready, that's what this is all about. What's the truth? Are you operating out the Spirit? If you don't have your spiritual garments ready, when Yahushua cracks the sky, you will be as naked. You will be ashamed. Those people putting stones over them, that's us, Hebrews, who have been led astray. It says, verse 7, for the mystery, and this is in Thessalonians, so, you know, hey, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. There's many against Yahushua, there's many against the Father, and they're against you, but they transform themselves into angels of light and deceive the flock. They're the higher. They're not Yahushua. And many of the people who get led astray don't like who the Father sets up. They've been doing it all throughout Scripture, rejecting the prophets, rejecting the word of the apostle. That's why, look, I'm going to do just like Paul and were told to do. Actually, it was the first 12 the disciples. I'm going to kick the dust off my feet for those who don't want to hear the truth. I'm going to kick the dust off my feet and keep strolling and keep teaching the word. Those who receive it, hallelujah. Those who don't want to hear me, because I'm just reading the Father's word and given the spiritual understanding, that divine revelation that the Father gave me upon my bed, the vision I received, which is the word and the spirit and the truth. People, what I do, and this is my job, I don't work outside the world. I work for the Father. Do you know how important that is? You know, people come up to these lessons. And you know, I guess I'm going to say it because maybe somebody needs to hear this. Maybe somebody ain't thought on that line. The job I do is way important than the job all you guys do in the world. And I think y'all know that. I'm not bragging, but it's the truth. I'm doing the job to teach and help people get back on that narrow path and get the understanding so that they can get back to our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, through Yahushua. I think that's worth something. I think that a person who is in that position that the Father pulled up shouldn't have any worries in this world, because it was let us know by Yahushua that those who hear will give, and you ain't got to take no clothes, no food, nothing. Paul said, I rob other assemblies to give it to you Gentiles. But once you get the truth, what you do? He also told us, they don't want to hear, kick that dust off your feet, keep going. Why is there famine in the land? If this is our history book, because those of us who refuse the word caused the famine. They caused the famine. And not too many people teaching the truth are going to be heard, because those of the world love the world teachers. They support that. They go all off their way to do anything and everything they can, and then they regurgitate that lie and spread the lie. It's like a little bit of leaven, just leavening up everything. And the truth, why do you think there's going to be a small remnant family? Okay, I just had to go there. I got to go there sometime. So let me go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he now letteth. Will let. If you're going to let somebody tell you a lie, when you can read the word and it tell you what to look out for, it tell you what they did, it told you how they changed the incorruptible image and they made it into a man, it told you all this. It told you that there is an actual lineage on this earth that looked like the Hebrews, but it's not of Israel. So many people are deceived, but for those who have an ear to hear, hallelujah, hallelujah. It says, only he, whoever, that he is not just a man, it's anybody, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahushua shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. That means that that wicked, those anti-Yahushuas, those children of the devil are going to be here to the very end. Go back to the parable of the wheat and tare. The wheat were gathered into the barn, but what happened to the tare? What happened to the children of the devil? Go figure it out. Go read it. So we read the same thing here. Ain't no difference. Just said a different way. Let's come to the spiritual understanding of the truth. It says, even him whose coming is after the working of Yahushua. Wait, hold up. I had a little incident here. Somebody threw me off balance. Okay, go ahead. I thought my son wanted to ask a question. Wait, where am I at, fam? I'm sorry. Let me get a second. Okay, I'm going to pick up at 8 and read 9 again to make sure it makes sense to everyone. It says, and then shall, when Yahushua comes, it says, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahushua shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, of the devil, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. See, you could call it Antichrist, you could call it scribes and Pharisees, lying prophets. You can call it seed of the serpent, children of disobedience. You can call them weed and tear. You can call them whatever they want to. But if they don't get to the truth, if they don't love the Father's word and seek him out while there's still time, you see what's going to happen to them. It says that even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, Well, what was the word working of Satan? According to John 8, it was Cain. It says Satan took Yahushua and offered him the world, offered him this, offered him things that he had no right offering him. Not really. And your understanding was supposed to be that that's what's going on. You're going to be tempted in this world. But you rebuke that tempter. You rebuke that devil. You rebuke that word that is not of our Father. And you stick with the truth. Because it tells us, he does all this with powers and signs that lie in wonders. Now remember, Yahushua put lying signs and wonders on the people who didn't believe the truth. And who? Why? Because just like with Job, he gave him, look, have hold of Job. Because they already know, you ain't going to get Job. So this lying entity was put out on our people because we are supposed to hearken to our Father. Either you're going to hearken or you're not. That's a personal decision. Either you're going to study and show yourself approved or you're not. You're either going to operate out the Spirit or you're not going to operate out the Spirit. There's a lot of things involved, family. You're going to either love the Father, put him first. We're going to stop being a fornicating nation and be a virtuous woman and have our bridal attire ready, or we're not. Either or. It's up to that person what they want to do. Now, it says, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahushua shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. That's the end of it right there. It says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders. These are just, every generation had them. You got the same entity, but coming now, they're going to call it Satan. Coming this way, they're going to call it Antichrist. Coming this way, they're going to call it a lying prophet. It's the same entity. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why did they perish? Because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Why did the people perish? It tells us the people, and that's for the vain teachings, I'm going to get on that one, but it says the people perish without a vision. But they got people telling you what a vision means that is not according to the word. That's why we're going to do that lesson, vain visions. You're going to find out. You go look it up. That's your lesson, your homework. Be prepared for next Saturday. You tell me what visions means according to the scripture. Okay? And especially at this end time, what should you be receiving? Joel tells you that the old men will have, the young men have dreams and the old men have visions and all this. You better find out what all that really means. What is it talking about? But anyhow, it says, these people perish because they receive not the love of the truth. They could receive it, but they stiffen their neck and they harden their hearts and they rather call somebody the Father set up to teach them, a Jezebel, a liar, because they loved a man, the created, more than the Creator. If a person comes by and you test them by their fruit, not by the sex of the vessel, but if you test them by their fruit, you will get truth, whether it be a man or a woman. Because, you know, the word is the word. Either you're going to get it or you won't. But they believed, or rather they received, not the love of the truth. Because there is no truth in the devil. He a liar. And that's what they received. So it says that they might be saved. They didn't receive that love. Look, it told us, woe you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. They blocked the way of the kingdom. They put a flesh over another flesh, and they take Yahushua out the program, so there's no salvation. You can't get back to the Father. You can't enter into the kingdom. You wrapped up in flesh so well because they have done this to you. It's about the children of the flesh versus children of the Spirit. I pray y'all getting it. That's all that Revelation speaks about too. And it says, and for this cause, Yahuwah shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. See, if you don't, when you hear the word red and you're going to try to dispute with me, you take it to the Father first. Because if you hold on to a lie of a man, a flesh, I don't like to say the word man too much because people say, oh, she wants to work with the man. No. I'm just using the same words you find in the scripture, but I'm giving an understanding. It's talking about flesh, but a man, a vessel. So if you'd rather listen to the lie of the flesh, and the book has man. That's the word they put for that. But if you want to listen to that lie, well, hey, he going to give you some strong delusions. If when you hear the truth, hearken to the truth. Search out the word. Seek the Father for the understanding through the set-apart spirit. That's Yahushua. Look, you will hear him talk to you just like I hear him talk to me. But I'm going to tell y'all some difference between some talking, because some people didn't hear from some other things. That ain't how you're supposed to hear the Father speak to you if you hear him. You ain't going to hear nothing in your head, and you're not awake hearing it. You are asleep. I just want to throw that out because people told me some crazy things, and I know they, that's about another lesson. We're going to do that for vain visions. Okay, so it says, for this cause, Yahushua will send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. That's why right now you see them really going strong with this lie, because they got the strong delusions that they all might be damned. That's the reason he did it, because they hearken not to the truth, the love of the truth. They received it not. They rather listen and worship a created man than the creator. So he says, for this cause, he's going to set a strong delusion that they should believe this lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You go ahead there with your many wives. And you women who don't seek the Father for your, Yahushua for your covering, get out of it. You men, don't believe that lie. Don't believe it. They got you being unrighteous, fornicating in the flesh. We ain't talking about the spiritual. You might believe you're serving the Father, but they got you fornicating in the flesh. It says two flesh come together, become one, not a man and four or five riblets on a special platter. Get out of the lie. Love the truth that is not in there for all this wickedness you guys are doing. It says, for this cause, Yahushua shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie, because the father of lies has told it to them, baby, that they all might be damned. They all might be damned who believe not the truth. The truth, the word, the spirit, the light, the life, but had pleasure in unrighteousness, in the lie, in the devil, in the world, in the flesh. But we are bound to give thanks always to Yahuwah for you, brethren, beloved of Yahuwah, because Yahuwah has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of Yahushua. Predestination, baby. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by letter. Don't hold on to the traditions of men, the flesh. Hold on to what you have been taught by the word through the spirit and the letters, your history book. It says, now, Yahushua himself and Yahuwah, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, through favor, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and works. Children of the devil, their works are horrible. They're no good. Anything of the flesh now is no good. It's no good according to the word. Go in Revelation and see how many times he talks about the works. Y'all better be getting it straight. I mean, go to the old covenant. If nobody else minds, I'm going to read. I had for my closing John 17. Let me check. Let me just check. Y'all still there? Y'all, I hope y'all don't mind if I read. There's some good stuff in there, I'm telling y'all. Like I said, the lesson for the devil is a liar, that ended. We're just going into some extra for those who want more. So I'm going to continue reading. If you do want to say something, I'll see your hand up, and I'll come to you, okay? Now let me go over to what I was at. Let's see. I want to close it up by John 17. In John 17, verse 1, because this is so important, it breaks down strongholds when we read the Father's word, okay? The word is Yahushua. These words spake Yahushua and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true Father, and Yahushua, whom thou hast sent, the mediator, the word that dwelt among us became flesh. Verse 4, I have glorified thee on the earth. He did it all for the glory of the Father. Whatever Yahushua did, it was the will of the Father. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. He did the will of the Father. And now, O Father Yahuwah, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was, because he was the Word in the beginning. I hope y'all getting this. I have manifested thy name unto the men, unto the people, which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept my word. Speaking about men and women, family, this is not talking about just a man. Don't let nobody deceive you with these words. It says, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. That's why I tell you we can exchange those names, Yahuwah and Yahushua. Because if you know that Yahushua did the will of the Father, and through Yahushua, you're getting back with the Father, but we all spirits, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? It's like this. I didn't have the lesson yet, but I'm going to give you all a heads up on this. Go back to understanding what's the true Shabbat day when the Father says don't put one day over the other. Go back to the Exodus where we talked about the leaven in the house. Understand? We're going to go through that lesson in the future, but you know what I'm talking about if you've been keeping up. Okay, let's continue on. Anyhow, he says, I pray. Wait a minute. Okay. I'm going to pick up at verse 8. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. I don't pray for all the flesh. I pray for the spirits, those that were predestinated on this earth, those who operate out the spirit, those who will be regathered, pulled from the wickedness, and becomes spiritual beings again, who start operating up the spirit. So he says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou givest me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, he resurrected, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, set apart Father. Keep through thine own name those who thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Now, the Father and the Son is one, and he's talking about the people, the spiritual people that are his. Where is there a fourth person dividing up the men and the women? Because he just said, through thine own name, those whom thou hast given me. He came for the children of Israel, men and women, that they, the children of Israel, may be one as we are one. No full power authority, right? While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I kept, and none of them is lost. But they got lost people out there, right? They got some lost people still. These would be the children of the devil. Now, they can come back into the truth, but the tares are going to be over them still. Yahushua is going to have to take that mighty right arm and do some yanking. But how will he do that? Through those he raised up to teach the truth of the word, because they will not receive it if it was up to those serpent seed. They will not remove one of those burdens, not with one of their fingers. So it would have to take the ones the Father pulls up, raises up, to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel to give the spiritual understanding. And it says, most of Israel discontinued from their heritage is for the people of the Father who, predestination of time, they were predestinated to be on this earth, and they would have woken up at this time, and this time. We're sent to wake people up with the truth, make the way straight. That's all we're here to do, family. Teachers are very important. Yes, they are. But the Spirit teaches. Now, once you wake up to the truth, you start coming back into the Spirit. You seek the Father for the truth. But there's a purpose for teachers as well, that are ordained and sent by our Heavenly Father. So he says, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, set apart Father, keep through thine own name those who thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. But the son of perdition, the children of disobedience, or the serpent seed, that the scripture might be fulfilled. It says, and now, you want me to read that again, because some of y'all probably said, what? It says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, ooh, somebody shooting a gun, or firecrackers or something, excuse me. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the children of disobedience, that the scripture might be fulfilled. So he ain't here for the children of disobedience who refuse to listen to the word, who reject the word spoken by those the Father has set up. He ain't there for y'all. That's what the word just read. That's what it's always been about. Those who are misled, they can come out if they don't stiffen their neck and harden their heart to the truth of the word. So if they still operate now, the Spirit seeking the Father. Okay, let's continue. He says, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. Okay? They are not of the world. Talking about his people. Even as I am not of the world, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And who is the word? That's Yahushua. So the word of Yahushua, the truth of his resurrection, death, burial, and resurrection. Okay, and thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. We're going to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So they will hear the truth. They have never heard it before, but through the people he set up, that's your teachers. It says that they all may be one. Because somebody telling you there's four powers of authority. Yahushua says that they all the people that you gave me, Father, may be one as thou, Father, are in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. It says, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. That will precept you, and I can't read it. I'm not going to read it, but Revelation 13. You can go and try to figure it out yourself, and I might have a lesson on it later, especially when I do the Revelation series. I probably will have one. But family, you know, I try to precept for you guys well, because I know they got lying scribes and Pharisees, descendants of the prophets, serpent seed, generational vipers, children of the devil, synagogues of Satan's all around this place teaching you lies. So we go through the scripture, let the Father's Spirit flow, precept it properly, get the understanding. We got a hand up. Ooh, okay, I'm opening you up. I don't know how much time we got left because, let me see. Okay, let's go to area code 501, Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Georgia. This is Sharon.
Hi, sister.
To say is that when I first came into the truth, I was under a guide teaching me, and it was all flesh, and it was such a burden that I remember praying to the Father because it didn't seem attainable. But when I came into the truth, it was like night and day. And what I have come to realize is that it wasn't designed for no man to fill those shoes because they cannot. So it's easy when we go through it, when we receive it through the set-apart spirit because it makes sense, it's more attainable, it's liberating, and it shows you how much the Father really loves us that way because we can't keep his laws physically and the laws of the land. It's hard. So I just wanted to share that, and I learned a lot of things through you. So I thank the Father for you because you're so accurate, you're so dead on, and you're right. Your job and you bring forth the truth of the Father is more important than anybody's job, whether anybody admit it or not. So I just want to encourage you to continue doing what you're doing because you're doing a fantastic job.
Well, sister, I thank you for that testimony because that was beautiful. And I might have to make that little testimony into a little video. That was perfect. I love you for it, sister. I thank the Father for you.
Sure.
And thank you for calling in and sharing with us. Have a beautiful Shabbat.
Absolutely, sister. Shalom.
Shalom, sister. Oh, I like testimonies like that. That was good. She, you know, family, the truth of the matter is, if you're his, you already know you're his. Some people out there mad because they know who their father is. They know. You got to know. If you're reading, I don't say you can't know. If you don't understand when we read a scripture, if I give you a scripture to rebuke you and you still don't get it, but you refuse because some man has told you a woman can't teach, you refuse to hearken and seek the Father for that. You read that there's only three powers of authority everywhere else, but this man has told you 1 Corinthians 11:3, there's four. They have taken, verse 7, and put a man instead of Yahushua, because it's talking about Yahushua. When Paul writes letters, they give you that as confirmation instead of rebuking. They have gone back to the beginning, and they want to put blame. Like, I went to those brothers, and I told them. I said, all y'all brothers, y'all got this problem where y'all will bring it to Adam and Eve, and y'all also take it with Sarah and Abraham, talking about how the man listened to that woman. Put it on a person and not what the nation has did as a people, you will be missing the point of even that was preserved for you to understand. Get out of the flesh, understand there's nothing new underneath the sun. From the old covenant to the new covenant, Israel was in disobedience. What you see 2014, Israel is still, many are under disobedience. But the reason why is because they learned the lie. They didn't hearken when they had it available to them because they had the book back then. They had someone who was directly Moses and Abraham and them. They had them. Jacob, they were dealing with Yahushua. David. But they hardened their hearts and stiffened the necks. Now in 2014, I'm here telling you, I hear from the Father clearly. No one can take that from me. What the Father has set up, you can't disannul it. Yeah, you don't have to listen. That's your choice. But to thinking you're going to stop me from speaking, if the Father tells me to speak and speak boldly, I don't have to guess. If I hear the Father tell me, I open my mouth. When I go to give correction on a site, I'm reading scripture. That's how you rebuke. Now, if I give you the scripture, you're going to tell me, well, that's your belief. I believe some of that. Well, what does that say about you? Because all I did was read the word. I read the word to you. So, you know, it's a matter of people putting a mirror to your face and looking and seeing, do you fall in the lines with those who are considered children of disobedience? And could you possibly be under a devil? Don't look at a devil as a little red little entity with a fork. You better look at, hey, we're dealing with flesh. But this flesh don't have the same spirit as we do. That's why I said when you come to talking to some of these people in the flesh, you might as well forget it. They ain't going to get it. They don't want to receive it. And those, you kick the dust off your feet and you keep moving. Because this gospel, this truth, this word has to be preached. And when it's completed, Yahushua will return. So we have to give everybody the opportunity, those who don't want to hear, don't want to hearken, have been rebellious, always rebellious in the scripture, even today we see it. Hey, just kick the dust off your feet and keep going. Either they're going to hearken to the Father and humble themselves, and another thing they need to do is be silent. It says, let the women keep silent in the churches. That means the women is Israel. And ask your husband at home. The man you need to be asking at home is Yahushua. you pray to him for understanding. But if you don't know, keep your mouth shut. It's not talking about a woman keeping her mouth shut. A lot of things people are reading, they're not reading at all. They're not even seeking the Father for the understanding. But I can tell you this, I hear clearly. I don't care what these people tell you. I hear clearly. And the Father tells me so clearly. When I come to y'all, some people ask me, well, Georgia, how you get that? I say, because the Father gave it to me. All the words from the old to the new, it all has to come together equal. There's nothing new underneath the sun. You know, when he was writing the book, he said, there's no new covenant. There's no new commandment. It's of the old commandment, but this is the new commandment. And again, here's the new commandment. But he was talking about the old commandment. See, if you don't understand that Yahushua wasn't the Father in the beginning, you might believe that, well, Paul's a liar, so take out all new covenant, it's David as the Savior. The flesh man. They've taken David and made this flesh man Yahushua. You can't do that. When you get to Revelation 6:6, you better know we're talking about an entity on this earth, and there's many of them. In Paul's time, they were out there. They were out there even before, because Yahushua let you know. The scribes and the Pharisees, they're sitting in Moses' seat. Hint, hint, hint. Somebody is sitting where they ought not to be sitting, and they're teaching our people, and now our people are receiving a different spirit. That's why Paul said you get a different spirit. You read out the scriptures, the right scriptures, but you're getting a different spirit and a different understanding of the spirit. The ones who are teaching you are blind, and they're spiritually discerned, and you're following the blind, which leads to destruction. Come out the flesh, operate out the spirit. You can do so much more in the spirit. I got testimony to give you. I haven't even given y'all yet. Some stuff recently happened, and I'll share with y'all when the time's right, but... Family, the flesh is weak. The spirit is strong. Just know that. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up if no one else has anything else they want to say. I'm going to put on a song. All right, I'm going to put on a song. Let me get this. You know what? I want to let y'all hear. So I still got something. You probably can't hear it all, but it's part of it. I did this lesson a while back, and it was taken. Well, you don't know who it's taken from when I play it, but it was Everybody Wants to Be the Man. So I'm going to let it play till the end of the time comes, but this is a flesh teacher. This is a serpent seed. Pay attention. Shalom, family.
The question is, well, what is all this fuss over man? Verse 5 again. For to the angels have they not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? See, brother, this is a jealousy. You go back to the book. I know y'all don't quote the Quran. The Quran even says, Iblis said, I ain't going to bow down to no black smelly clay. From day one, it was a conflict between the angel who made of fire and man who was made of clay. And as they will say, black smelly clay. That was from the beginning, but that's exactly how they felt. That's how the angels felt. They created the heavens and the earth. All right, so the angels watched the creation of man. I know. Well, I mean, you better get it together. Stop. Let me preach a message. You'll see. Women, you're very, very important. You are part of man. And that scripture says that you are the glory of man. Well, see. You see where the problem lies there? Let me come up with the message. All right. Oh, boy. So verse 7 says, and this is what the angel saying. He says, thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. And like the angel is saying, look, Father, I think you made a mistake here. And I think Lucifer got a point. I mean, Father, we love you. You are great. We love you, Father. So y'all think that the angels don't want to please the Father, you're incorrect. They really believe that man is a major mistake that the Father made. I know. This whole thing was sabotaged. It was sabotaged by Lucifer. And so sometimes you have to let things play out. Promises. Says, I know this. I do it. I've learned it from the Father, Holy Spirit. You have to let things play out. You have to watch. You have to let people tell you who they are. Lucifer a third of the angels told the Father exactly who they were, that there's a dysfunction within them. And they took this advantage because they were not going to bow down to Adam. And they didn't get it. They didn't understand why Adam was so important. And then you may say, I don't understand why Adam's so important too. All right. Let's go to verse 7 again. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou promised him with glory and honor, and to set him over the works of thy hand. See, brothers and sisters, that's what man is. Man is the ruler of the world. Man, not a Neanderthal, not a Gentile, man. Verse 8, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Oh, let's put it down, brothers and sisters, before we get to Yahushua. Because right now they're mad at Yahushua too. Verse 8 says, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Well, he put me, I'm not listening to no man. I don't know how I hear. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Well, I just read the book of Hebrews. All right, you might as well write your own little anthem. This is what it says. You know, and then if all this comes true, you might as well, you may say, well, I may not let this slip. I better just keep this in mind. You better think about it that night. Because it's coming back. And you know what? The word is right. But, I ain't going to listen to him because, the way I look at, he ain't really doing what I think he should be doing. First Peter, third chapter, wives. Win your husband over with the word without speaking a word. But I don't like that. Because you don't even know who you really are yet. Sister, who you are, we're going to find out who man is. And that's why man is in trouble. Because there's no excuse a man can give to the Father. I'm telling you, it's just not going to happen. That's why, sisters, y'all got real issues. You know what it is? You just act. I want to comply with it. Well, I know you want to believe that, but it's not consistent with the word. How can the power be in you and you take authority over your husband all the time? How's the power in you when you don't want to listen, when you want to do your own thing? How are you going to listen when you say, no, I'm going to reject the order of the Father, and I'm going to be the head nigga in charge? Now, verse 8. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him. That's the problem, brothers and sisters. See, here's the problem. See, this is I'll do a smaller version. Oh yeah, love what you're doing, all that, the power, all the ministry. And then last year, now the Father's told me to oversee this. Well, nigga, look, bro, I hear what you say, but I got the Holy Spirit too. And when you die, I can take over the house of life. Really, brothers and sisters, the problem is when man puts everything under him. That's where the problem comes in. Who do you think you are? It's the Father said to put it under him. Look at my faith. Listen, this is what the angel is mad about. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him. The Father gave it to me. He gave me, and then now I got to put it under me. Well, see, that's a problem right there. We ain't going to go off. We're going to kill you and take what you got. See, that's what the angels did to man. And guess what man did? Man left our protector. He left our father. And so now, even all women look at, I ain't listening to you. And she up a creek. So she listened to some dudes who roll out of the cave that raped our angel mamas. And you go to your cave, you go to the National Museum of Science. Listen, this is just the reality of the truth. I know you love the world they put in front of you. There's hundreds of trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars debt. It's already dead. You're backing a dead horse, huh? And you're going down with the dead horse, right? Yeah. Remember the first verse. Everything the Father said comes true. You may want to contemplate that a little bit, sis. The word don't fade. It don't fall away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word won't. They figured that out. I pray you do too. Because see what the angel is saying, Verse 8, thou hast put all, Father, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all subjection under him. That's the problem. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Because he, the man let things slide. You can look and see. So everything, now everything's under man's feet. But how about the structure of the family, please? That first last group, the first time they put it on slave ships, before then, we let the father aside and started living like the heathen, started living like the Babylonian, Ripple Creek. So brothers and sisters, now everything's under our feet. But the father says, look, he's going to do it again. I'm going to send a very small remnant, 144,000 of the seed of Israel. And I'll start it over. There'll be one man for seven women. No, I don't like this. You actually think you won't be there not like it? Don't worry. Listen, you better go and sign up with Obama's youth group or the Democratic Party or something like that. You ride or die with them. Our brother's coming. That's what I say. So you better do what these brothers did in the first verse. Look, man, you know, when we take it out, you know, the angels, you know, it's all that's going to happen. We need to get in line. We better not let this slip. All right, verse 9. But we see Yahushua, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of Yahweh, should taste death for every man. Oh, snap! That's what they're talking about, verse 1. We got a great opportunity here. Why we want to curse Yahushua? Why we want to do all harm to him? Well, you know, and because why? Because you fall for what the cave-in put. Oh, you know, he died for everybody. No, he died for man. And if anyone wants to be born again, they got to come to a man who the Father set aside to carry his word, which is a preacher. And they got to forsake this life. They got to forsake George Washington. They got to forsake the cavemen. They got to forsake the Constitution. They got to forsake all these European wild man, cavemen, hanging nigga from a tree concepts and turn from their wicked ways. And then the Father says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will harden who I harden. See, so of who we are, of where we at. That's why I said, where we at? I did. Where we at? Now, look at verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Uh-oh. I don't like that one. I don't, you can leave that one out. Huh? He said, no, you like the verse 10, for it became him for whom are all things and whom are all things. Oh, you like that? Yeah, we got all things and who are all things. That's right. We you know, what he has, we have. That's our husband. You know, hey, you down for that? Yeah. And bring many sons to glory. Yes, hallelujah. Okay, you down with that, right? Okay, good. To make the captain of their salvation. Woo! Captain of salvation. All right, now, perfect through sufferings, huh? Say it again. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. So, you know, I got to, like, you know, go through, you know, uneasy experiences or something like that? As he suffered, so shall we. Even in the book of Revelation, 6th chapter, talking about the 5th seal. And they said, how long, O Father, holy and true, will you not avenge our blood on the earth? And the Father, our Father says, rest a little while longer for your fellow brothers and servants. They too must be killed like you. I don't like that verse. Well, okay, let's just keep on with this. Verse 11. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. See, we're all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Verse 11. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. That's my brother. That's right. I ain't ashamed to say it either. Verse 12. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. See, brothers and sisters, so the angels are saying, not only is it given to Yahushua, but it's also given to man, these biggest, black, snowy clay. You know, why did you think so highly of them, Father? And that's what that's the question they asked. Why do you think so highly of them? I don't get why you think so highly of these niggas. I said, yeah, I can't stand it. Are these niggas, why do you think so highly of them? Calm down, O Beelzebub. You know, your day of judgment's coming. You know, you ran around for a little while. You and King David in Psalms 8th chapter. The third verse says this. When I consider thy heaven, the work of thy fingers. Come on now. See, this is where y'all never get it. The moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea. O Yahweh, our Father, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. It's about a man. But what the Father did, see what the Father did, what, and you said, what did he do, Yahweh? What did he do? Genesis is the second chapter, dadnabbit. Right? So, you know, it's amazing when, that's why, when you read the first chapter, it says that man and woman was created on the sixth day. And you see, you know, there's no difference. There's no difference, y'all. There's no difference. Yes, there is. Oh, lack of knowledge. Turn to Genesis, the second chapter. Verse 7, this is what it says. Same thing he did with the seed. And Yahweh, and Father Yahweh, formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. That's how man came on here. So remember now, so these are things the Father was very meticulous on what he did, on what he created. Look what he said. Look at verse 7. And Father Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Verse 8. And Father Yahweh planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. So he had he put man there, and out of the ground made Father Yahweh to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So where's the woman at? Well, she ain't come yet. Remember, there's two generations of you like that six-day creation. Is it on the sixth day? So, you know, in the morning he made man, but then he said, look, you know, man ain't.
I just wanted to give you an example of somebody taking a scripture and taking out Yahushua and putting man, because Hebrews 2 was talking about Yahushua. Anyhow, family, hey, shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom. Till next time we meet. Hey, keep me in your prayers. I'll keep you in mine. Hallelujah.